Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Today, text somebody OMD instead of OMG and just see what they come up with. It'll be kind of a fun thing. They'll be like,
I like it.
Is that a typo? No, it's orchestral maneuvers in the dark. There you have it. Another day.
It's a little early to sing, but I was feeling that song.
I was feeling the groove of it. I don't know if I wanted to whine along with it, but yeah, I was feeling
it.
I
whined
too.
Along with it quite well.
Did you? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, it was good.
Feel free. Feel free to dance over there.
Thank you.
Especially when you have room, you know, because I have all this room over here. And
unbelievable. You do. You have a lot of space.
I got a lot of space to move around. And over there, Laura and Matt are just kind of shoved against the wall.
And then when we have guests come over and they're like, oh, close quarters, a little cozy over here. I'm like, uh-huh.
How about when they're big guests, like football players from Bucknell or something?
That...
We had to grease his hips to get him in through the door.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
Yeah.
He's a big boy.
We should do a rebuild on this room. That would be fun.
Like, that would be very fun.
Bring in queer
pimp
eye people.
Pimp my studio.
And, yeah, pimp my studio, we'll call it.
Actually, and, no, I would love, oh my gosh.
I want
Could
a kitchenette over there. I want a kitchenette in the corner. Maybe a hot tub, although that might get out of control.
Is there room for a hot tub?
There's things over here on the wall we could just tear out, you know what I mean? Put a bar in there.
Mm-hmm.
Full bar, glasses, refrigerator, wine.
We need at the very least a coffee bar with my own personal coffee pot, not a Keurig.
I was going to say your own Keurig.
No. I want like a single, you know, one of those mini Mr. Coffees. You know what I'm talking about? The tiny ones.
Okay.
So then we're not being wasteful with the Keurig pods, which
all
kills
right.
me
Here
every
she
day.
She goes with the Keurig pods again.
But I'm just saying, it would be nice. We could have like, where's Bobby from Queer Eye? Seriously.
Yeah, bring him in here and have him redecorate.
The Fab Five. I would love, and then I want to talk to Karamo about just like some things in life. He really gets to the core of people. He does.
While he remodels.
Yes. So that's Bobby. They each have their thing.
Yeah. We should totally redo the studio and just ownership will never, you know, look
and
at
then
us the
Jonathan
same again.
Could do whatever he wanted to my hair. Like, I would die.
we're gonna remodel your hair too.
Well, yeah, that's because he's the stylist and Bobby is the builder and Karamo is sort of like the life coach and Tam is the stylist specialist and Anthony would teach us to cook something fabulous on a Try It Tuesday.
And to think I just had Fast Eddie in my house yesterday replacing the hot water heater.
Wait.
It could be so much more than that.
Is that a story for another little moment between commercials? Who's Fast Eddie and why was he in your house?
I met him for the first time yesterday. We'll talk about it. He's an amazing man.
I need this story.
Yes, you do.
Oh, boy.
Stay with us, friends.
Peter Lynch, who...
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with late night TV, and A-Rod's at it again.
A-Rod had $500,000 worth of jewelry and electronics stolen from his rental car. But the biggest expense was when he returned the car with less than a full tank of gas. That's where they get you.
Alex Rodriguez had $500,000 worth of stuff stolen from his rental car.
Oh.
Yeah. The items included some jewelry, a camera, and a gym bag containing a house and another rental car.
Really? 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next. So, let's put aside the project of remodeling the studio here so you and news guy Matt could have more room.
Okay.
Let's put that aside.
We need to talk about this right now.
Remodeling the studio?
Hold on.
Yeah,
stop.
We were thinking about it.
Stop. You are out of the room. I need to know. We cannot move forward until I find out who the heck is Fast Eddie.
Fast Eddie might be listening this morning.
Really?
He's a world famous plumber.
He is?
From Northumberland.
This is the first time I've heard of him.
Matt, you just bought a house, buddy.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah.
You need Fast Eddie to come over and do some repairs if they need be. Fast Eddie put a new water heater in yesterday.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure there's only one Fast Eddie in the world. And I think it's cool that it says Fast Eddie on his truck.
Really?
His white panel van. Yes.
Does he work fast?
I don't know. I don't know anything about this stuff. So maybe it takes like 8, 10, 12 hours to put in a water heater. he did it in four, so maybe he is Fast Eddie. I don't know.
I'm not sure. I have not had a water heater installed recently. Knock on wood.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah.
Please don't. Keep your water hot in your house, Matt.
That's a nice chunk of change.
But I feel like, does Fast Eddie travel? I just like to say Fast Eddie.
And maybe he drives fast because he's really upset about the traffic patterns in Central PA.
Oh, I see.
Well, because if that's understandable.
If he has to run the Lowe's for a part that's not in his truck, oh, boy.
Especially between the hours of 3 and 5 p.m. now.
It's going to be a special job. But, yeah, I got hot water again, so it's nice to take a
good for
hot
you.
Shower. And,
that's good, yes.
Thanks to Fast Eddie.
You didn't have to take your stovetop bath?
No.
With a little bowl of hot water?
I did that yesterday morning.
You had to get a little creative.
Yeah, I had to get creative with hot water. Oh. I thought maybe I'd build a fire in the yard.
That's unfortunate.
But instead, a big pot of hot water on the stove was my means of
cleaning. And then you just...
cleaning.
Everything
myself.
Important gets clean.
Right?
Take it a bath the old-fashioned way. The old
exactly.
Sponge bath.
That's everything just, important. It's bits and pits, man.
All that was missing was the nurse with the sponge. You know what I mean? Geez.
Thousands of Americans.
KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:46. Stressful life moments. They may not be what you think. Certain stressful things may not be on this list. Americans were asked their stressful life moments. I don't like that expression, life moment. I think I'm having a life moment. Every moment should be special, don't you think?
Sometimes it's the small, small things that end up being the most special.
I agree. Entirely agree. Here's the top 10 stressful life moments. Number 10, doing your taxes. No, have
that's
somebody
how
else
you
do it.
Pay somebody else. Exactly.
There's $50. Just go do it.
Tax professionals for a reason.
Yes. Number 9, meeting your significant other's parents for the first time. I'm a people person, so I don't really.
Same.
I don't get bothered by that.
I like meeting new people.
Number 8, interviewing for a new job. I don't think that's stressful. I think it's annoying.
It's just another opportunity to meet some new people.
There it is.
That's the way I always looked at any job interview.
I hate philosophical questions during job interviews. If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be? I said, the one that falls on your house during a thunderstorm. I didn't get that job. Anyway.
I wonder why.
Number 7, having a child. Stressful.
I mean, sure. Yes, that makes sense.
Really? I think it should be a happy time.
Oh, no. It's happy. But like, I'm pretty sure for the mother, it's stressful.
Okay. I had 3 of them. I wasn't stressed at all.
Uh-huh. Says the man in the room.
Exactly. Number 6, more stressful than having a child, having your phone battery die.
Wait.
Like
that's
when you're
above
lost.
Above having a child.
What? What is wrong with us? All right. Number 5, starting a new job. That should be a happy time. Hey, I got a new gig. Woo!
You know? Well, and again, more opportunity to meet new people, especially if it's outside of your area, you moved.
Number 4, getting married.
I mean...
anybody? Getting married. I think being married is stressful. Getting married is fun. I was married once. You know that, right?
You've told me several times. Wow, who knew?
And it was for a long time.
It was.
And in the beginning, it was good. And then it got stressful. And then, all right, whatever. So getting... I think we put too much into the wedding ceremony.
We put too much pressure. Do you know what? Actually, something that's very refreshing is I'm seeing more and more young couples kind of forging their own path when it comes to their weddings.
Yes. Grab a minister, go out in the middle of the woods, and get married.
Exactly. Boom. Done.
Done.
Or have one of your friends get ordained online. For only $19.95, you too can marry people.
Planning a wedding is number 3. So getting married is number 4. Planning a wedding is number 3.
I think it can be stressful with family dynamics. But again, young couples that
good
at least
point.
I'm friends with, I've seen they're just doing their own things. They're not keeping to tradition, which I think lowers the stress level.
Yes. Number 2 is in your alley here. Moving into a new home. That could be stressful.
Yeah, especially
you had a couple tense moments.
Well, you only have 3 days to do it. You're like, surprise. Here's all this paperwork, and it's going through tomorrow.
Yeah, so get it done.
And you have to be out on Monday.
Yes.
Oh, really? Okay.
Number 1 is losing your job.
Okay, sure. That makes sense.
That is definitely stressful because, say, for instance, if you're in our line of work, it's not really easy to find another one.
No, it is not.
So there's the top 10. kind of sad that things that did not make the list, you know, I mean, your phone battery did, but divorce is not on there. That was a very stressful time
for
me.
Or the death of a family member or loved one?
The death of a family member. Not stressful. What? Not in the top 10? But your phone battery. Oh, my God. Yeah.
It just goes to show we all just need probably a group with 12 steps to get rid of our phones.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is on the way next. So you're on your first date. You're going to Denny's because that's where a lot of people go on their first dates.
Not me.
Not me either.
No, thank you.
I was just a little sarcastic there.
There is a time and place for Denny's in life.
You got to be in a little bit. You got to have established yourself.
I haven't found it yet.
No. I found it. And okay. It typically, because they're normally open 24 hours, is in that 2 to 4 a.m. hour.
2 to 4 a.m. breakfast.
Yeah.
When either you're traveling or maybe have been imbibing a little bit.
Maybe you put in a shift. Yeah.
There it is.
All right. A couple in. Anybody?
Florida.
Exactly. In Florida, they went on their first date to Denny's and it ended up in a high-speed chase.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh.
Like what?
That's a memorable first date.
But maybe, you know, the Denny's food went through the dude. I don't know, but okay. Yeah, it was scary.
Is anybody else in the car? Come in with your hands up. Whoa. Do it now.
He didn't say anything new other than I don't have a license.
You don't have a license.
And that's why he wasn't stopping.
Well, he was exceeding the speed limit, driving very erratically. She was very scared in the vehicle, she told us. And she didn't really know his last name. She knew him by two different first names.
That's the first date?
What?
You went on a date with a guy that you didn't know his last name, and you knew him by two different first names. This is the first mistake.
Yes.
What?
Something tells me you should have gotten more information before seeing this person.
I think so, yes.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I don't really have any words.
Stupid news.
Well, I'll remember our first date.
It wasn't Denny's in a high-speed chase.
No, and I'm pretty sure my date's mom drove us home.
News is next.
Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:16. Good morning. I want to be paperless, which is really funny because Mark Lawrence picks on me for printing things to do the morning show. But in my personal life, I want to be paperless. I don't want any bills. I want it all taken out of my account. I'm not doing it to save the earth. I'm just doing it to be simpler. Simple and uncluttered, please.
Also, too, banks kind of like charge you for checks a lot of money anymore.
Yes.
Although in my life, I try to pay everything online, but there are certain things that you either have to pay with cash or a check, especially when you have big animals. Like those like those old-fashioned services.
That's what I was going to say. Old-fashioned services remain old-fashioned. They don't care if you're paperless.
No, so if you need the vet, the equine veterinarian or the farrier to come, you are paying them in cash.
If you want the guy to fix your water heater,
you're paying him in cash.
Yeah. He'll take an old-fashioned check. I don't have a checkbook. So I'm like, whoa, got to dig up some cash. You know, that kind of thing.
Let me get some monies.
And here's the latest situation. I'm taking my pride and joy Mustang to get inspected.
Okay. Oh, I have to get my car inspected. Thanks. Just by the end of the month.
It sneaks up on you, doesn't it? So I decided I'm taking it to a new place.
Oh, okay.
A place that I want to come on the air with us.
Okay.
And maybe you'll hear their commercials soon.
That would be great.
Well, they do it the old-fashioned way.
Oh.
Well, make sure you have your your registration and your insurance. I'm like, well, I kind of don't have that anymore because...
No, it's all online.
Yeah, because when a police car pulls up behind you, he could punch in your license plate number and he'll know if you have a license. He'll know if your car is registered and he'll know if you have insurance. It'll all come up. So you don't have to stick this stuff out the window like you used to in the old days. When you get pulled over, you just have to show them.
You can show your insurance on your phone. Like I have mine in an app.
Right. Well, that's what I guess I have to do because they said you have to just leave it. I dropped the car off last night. Leave the key drop and make sure you have all your information. Well, I don't.
Oh.
So I had to go online and print my registration and then go to my insurance website and print that. Or, like you said, get the app and leave your phone in the key drop. You know, what are you supposed to do?
No, you don't leave the phone.
No,
you
don't.
That's bad news bears.
So it just got me thinking last night that paperless isn't really paperless unless everybody's paperless. And we're getting there slowly.
We are very close.
You see the TV commercials where the people hold their phone over the checkout at the mini mart to grab their snacks and stuff. Well, you know, we can't do that. around here yet, but, you know, I want to be truly paperless. That would be great.
That's a good life goal.
Well, you know, start small.
Mm-hmm. Is it Giant?
Yes. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX. Is it fall yet? No, it's not fall yet, right?
Do you know what's funny, though?
Is it fall yet?
It's officially fall on the farm where I keep my horses.
Okay.
When the oats kind of, like, lay down. When the oats double, like, lays down in the field.
When the crop starts to lay.
Mm-hmm, it's like, that's when it's officially fall. And it's funny, then, that very next morning after Mrs. Hoagland told me that.
Okay.
It, like, felt like fall. It was a cooler morning. I was like, oh.
And you have leaves falling out of the trees mm-hmm. already.
That's because of the weird weather we've had, though.
Very weird. And others, we know it's fall when pumpkin spice is around.
Oh, no, too soon. It's too soon.
I agree with you. For those of you who love Spam, though, there is now going to be pumpkin-flavored Spam this fall. Do we really need pumpkin-flavored Spam?
Oh, no, we do not.
Do we really need Spam?
My husband loves Spam.
Does he really?
Oh, God,
does
he
loves fry it.
It
up?
Yes. And then puts it in things that you shouldn't put it in, like just like mixes like it with random stuff. Yeah, just like randomness. Keith loves his Spam. And you know what? That's cool. When I go away, he can eat all the Spam that he wants.
But when you're home,
ooh. I don't like Spam!
There it is.
Please, Alexander.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with the 8 o'clock news block. On the way, news, sports, and AccuWeather. It's a Wednesday at the Wash, so make sure you text the word WASH to 49330, and you'll get a wash, and maybe even more.
That's right. After you text that, you're also in the running for a $20 gift card from our friends at Ultimate Express Car Wash, and today looks like a great day to wash your car.
I think every day is a great day. I'm one of them dudes.
I know you are.
I wash my car way too much. To the point where people make fun of me, and I'm okay with it.
That's all right. Everybody has their thing. Mm-hmm. Mine's a little dusty out there.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I even got a car washed, so mine's probably well overdue.
Oh, boy, Matt, you need a Wednesday to wash.
Mine also smells like the pine shavings that I picked up for my horse's stalls the other day.
Well, that's better than smelling like the horse's stalls.
Or smelling like a wet dog, too.
Fair enough.
Speaking
no
of dogs.
No offense to Murphy, of course.
Speaking of dogs, no Tail Wagging Wednesday today. It's been postponed because Jen at the SPCA was a little busy.
That's all right. She had lots That's of good. Stuff going on. Texted me last night and was like, hey, could we push it a week? And I was like, of course. No problem whatsoever. We love what they do at the SPCA. And we were talking about Queer Eye earlier this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Van Ness adopted two kitties from the Pennsylvania SPCA.
What was he doing there? Like, does he live around here? Is his mom from Shamokin or something?
No, I don't think so. I think he's in the Philadelphia area. I'm not sure. I'd have to look because those Queer Eye guys are like all over the place.
Yeah.
They're out in the Midwest in Kansas City, and then they're in LA and flying all over the place.
But hey, no offense, but Philadelphia to Danville is no trip around the block.
No, I mean,
that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. So, but they tagged him on Instagram. I like lost my mind when I thought,
yes,
I was like,
did.
Look, he's from the Pennsylvania SPCA.
So he put him on the map.
He did. And he found two kitty cat friends. And it's because one of his kitties recently passed away.
Aww.
So condolences. Sad to hear about that. But I love me some Jonathan from Queer Eye.
You don't cue the cat when she says the cat passed away, man.
Yeah, that was a late response. I didn't mean to do it on the death cue. Sorry.
That was a little unsensitive. That was a little insensitive on your part.
All right. So Tail Wagging Wednesday will be next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, which is absolutely fine. And props to Jonathan from Queer Eye for coming to PA to adopt his next pet.
Wow, what a day at Hershey Park. Show me some of those photos you got.
Okay, they start here. Just swipe right.
Aw, I love that one.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work. Earlier this morning, we talked about when we did birthday buddies. It was Steve Martin's 74th birthday, and it was also somebody else's birthday. I may or may not have gotten a little bit too excited.
That would be Halle Berry.
Yeah, I did. I did get too excited about that. But Steve Martin is one of my favorite comedians of all time.
Same.
And there's vintage comedy available right now by Steve Martin. And, okay, he's 74. He started his career as a writer on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. And then he was a sketch performer for the Sonny and Cher show.
Yes, he was.
And then, of course, Saturday Night Live at the same time, doing a lot on the Johnny Carson show. Here's some early stuff as you drive to work. Enjoy.
First of all, I want to tell you, I don't like to dress like this.
mean, I really feel stupid, you know, but I don't know what else to wear. You know, it's like for a while, I wanted to wear a leather coat, you know, because I thought that'd really be great, you know. But I felt guilty about someone having to go out and kill an animal, you know, just so I could wear a leather coat. And I made a compromise for a while. I was wearing a live cow. You really have to tip the hat check girl, you know. I wanted to say, first of all, I got to warn you, a lot of comedians come out, you know, right off the bat and immediately try and get the audience on their side, you know, some sort of phony audience participation bit, you know, like, how many people are just visiting from out of state? And everybody goes, I am. But I don't do that sort of thing because it's just a cheap trick, and I know the audience doesn't enjoy it, and I don't enjoy it, so that's out. And I'm pretty sure the audience does. Well, let's see, how many people don't enjoy that sort of thing? I wanted to do my sound effects bit. I had a lot of requests for this one, and this is all comedians do sound effects, where you tell a little story, you know, and sort of make it come to life, you know, through the use of sound effects. And I really worked on this. It's done totally with my own voice. There's no artificial gimmicks or anything. So here we go, the old sound effects bit. Well, I woke up this morning and had a bowl of cornflakes. Then I went down and started up the car.
It's so weird.
And a band of Hell's Angels roared up. Unfortunately, the atom bomb went off.
Steve Martin, the master of stupid funny.
Blaze Alexander Ford Root.
Officials at Hong Kong International Airport suspended flights for the second day in a row after political protesters took over the terminal. And LaGuardia suspended flights after a rat was seen working at Cinnabon.
KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work. Food on a stick.
It's awesome.
I just stumbled
Always
over
fun.
This. I just stumbled over this and okay, there's fair food, okay, mm-hmm. like the Bloom Fair or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's carny food. Mm-hmm. But food on a stick, the number one food on a stick is still the corn dog.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay. Number two, a popsicle.
Okay.
Sure.
It's food on a stick,
yeah,
right?
Right, yeah. It is.
Here's one for news guy Matt standing on the grill.
Yeah.
Standing at the grill at night. Meat kebabs.
Oh, there we go.
Kebab.
I love grill up some nice steak kebabs with some peppers and onions. Oh.
Coming in at number four, caramel apples. Never was a fan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I never
love
was
them.
A fan either.
Oh, I love them so much.
Do you really?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, in the fall. And they have to be freshly dipped.
I was going to say it is fall food, but freshly dipped. Yes. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Number five, the good old fashioned lollipop.
Cool.
Yeah.
Number six is a cake pop.
Like those little things at Starbucks.
Those are starting to get more popular now.
I have no idea what one is. Somebody show me a picture. What the heck is a cake
Literally
pop?
a piece of cake on a stick. And you stick and you
no,
eat
no,
it.
No, they're round.
A round piece of cake on a stick.
It's just a tiny little bite.
I've seen squares, too.
At Starbucks, it's probably $12 for that tiny little bite.
It's pricey, but...
Man, it depends on where you get it.
Hi, Kevin.
Here comes Kevin. He's a food specialist.
You're talking food. That's my wheelhouse.
Okay, right.
You are an expert. Yeah.
What's a cake pop?
So a cake pop is actually just a cake, all right? It's cake flavor, or a cake product.
Okay.
But then a very hard icing over top so it doesn't fall off and crumble.
Like a ganache.
Yes.
A ganache. Well, Kazuntite. Cake pop.
See the picture?
My God, that looks delicious.
You could actually put some icing on it. You can put candy. You can put the little sprinkles and things. Yeah.
It's like a thing at weddings now. At weddings now to do like a little cake pop bar where there's like all the different flavors of cake, but then they have like dipping stuff for it.
Oh.
Not to be confused with Korean music. It's not K-pop. It's cake pop.
Okay, cake pop. Next.
Thank you for clarifying.
Fruit kebabs. Probably not in Kevin's wheelhouse. It's very healthy.
No.
You should probably be eating more fruit kebabs.
At a chocolate fountain, you can put the fruit into the chocolate fountain.
Yeah. All right. Next is cheesecake. Cheesecake on a stick.
Oh, yes.
Hello.
That is the best.
Frozen at the fair.
Oh, yeah.
And then dipped in either chocolate and or deep fried.
Oh,
all right.
That's the best.
And finally, pie pops.
Huh?
Is that the same thing? A piece of pie on a stick? I don't even know.
Deep fried.
Yeah, deep fried, maybe.
Really?
There's a lot of fair food that's deep fried, you know, pickles and all that stuff. But so there you go, your top foods.
Those do look good.
Look at these little pie pops.
Well, you two just stop because food is not cute.
There's one with Mickey ears.
I see that.
Now that's what's up right there.
Mickey ear pie pops.
That's
adorable.
What's up.
Can we move on now?
I mean, what usually happens? I'm like, oh, that looks cute. Crunch,
gone,
and it's over.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, going on holiday. Actually, I will be. But first, we got to have some fun with the Valley's Got Talent tomorrow night. Slade will be in tomorrow morning to talk about it. It's going to be fun.
You know what? And it's so funny. Tomorrow sort of kicks off then all of the River Festival activities.
Mm-hmm.
And I just know that it's going to be a darn good time.
A darn good time. We'll be at the Shikellamy High School.
Yes, we will.
For the Valley's Got Talent tomorrow night. Your hosts will be Tom and Laura. So
woo-hoo.
That will be fun. And we'll talk more about that tomorrow morning. Interesting note I saw yesterday. Somebody mm-hmm. sent it to me. It is River Festival. It is the 30th anniversary of River Festival. It is people that have shortened it to River Fest. Mark Lawrence has kind of got a bug in his bonnet or a bee in his bonnet here.
Well, I guess way back when,
yeah,
kind of like you said, it used to be River Fest. There were some different organizers, but then it grew and grew and grew and grew.
Into a big festival.
Into a festival. Organizers changed, et cetera, but now it is SRI, Sunbury Revitalization Incorporated, that handles River Festival each and every single year. And it does get better every year.
So call it what you will, it does get better every year. And try to work on calling it River Festival with 94KX.
Can I really buy
94KX? Tom and Laura in the morning, wrapping it up. Sean Carey's next. I haven't seen him. Where's he at?
He's probably making his coffee.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, well, that's the first thing he does, usually.
Mark Lawrence probably shut the Keurig off, so it's going to take another couple minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
That one person in your house probably. That shuts the Keurig off needs to stop.
Apparently, there are reusable Keurig cups, which I'm well aware of. I just don't like the Keurig machine in general.
I love the Keurig machine. It's the greatest machine ever invented.
Yes,
but here's the point. The guy who pulls the plug on the Keurig machine, what does he do at the end of the day? Does he pull the plug on the washing machine? Because, hey, we're not going to do a load of laundry. Pull the plug.
Yeah, I don't know.
Luckily, he's not in charge of that at the end of the day.
Pull the plug of the refrigerator. Nobody's going to open the door. It'll stay cold for a couple hours.
It's not a good idea.
What? Come on, now.
He always likes to shut the lights off, too, if nobody's... Like, that drives me crazy. Like, sometimes I have to do split shifts. I have to come back in the afternoon.
And
he's got all the lights off. I'm like, it's the middle of the day.
And that's the man we call Mark Lawrence.
Yes.
That's the man we love.
We know him. We love him. He is looking out for our best interests as well as the environment.
Yes.
But sometimes in the morning, sure, when I just want to make a cup of coffee, the fact that I always have to replug it back in,
let it warm
and
up,
then turn it on, and then add water, and then let it turn on.
It's too much this so early. It's too much.
So Sean Carey is next. He may be a few minutes late, depending on the Keurig.
It's going to be about 40 minutes.
All right. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.